I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Brian Gittins. Again, thank you so much. Thank you very much for having me. And welcome to David Edwards, the champion film and TV quizzer of the world. The show where members of the public attempt to beat the greatest film and TV quizzers who have ever walked the planet, David Edwards. What he doesn't know about film and TV isn't worth knowing. The man's a genius. Right, now, let's meet this week's contestant. And it's Stuart Page from... Stuart? Hello? Can you hear me, Stuart?
Hello. Hi. Hello. Yes,
and
I
it's
can.
Stuart
Hi.
Page. Could you answer me when I ask you a question, please, Stuart? It's Stuart It's Stuart Page from?
From Vienna, Austria.
From Vienna. Our first contestant is from Vienna. And you're here to play the greatest film and TV quizzer in the world, David Lionel Edwards. You're a busy man, Stuart. What do you do for a living?
I work for the WWF as a project controller.
What?
Yeah, not the wrestling, the Wildlife Foundation.
Oh, well, fuck that.
not as exciting.
What do you do then? What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
So the project is to do a sustainable fishing around Europe, and I'm the finance guy. Right, I'm mate. The money okay. man.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck here today, Stuart. Thanks so much for getting on board. Without further ado, let's meet the man that this game show is named after. I've said it before, I'll say it again. He's the greatest film and TV quizzer to have ever walked the planet. He's never, ever, 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 ever lost a quiz when it comes to film and TV in his entire life. It's David Lionel Edwards. Hello, David.
Hello, and thank you for having me here.
How are you feeling?
Confident. I mean, I think you know that I'm not an arrogant man. You know, I don't constantly hog the soapbox and say I've done this and that. But when it comes to TV and film competitions, within my memory,
Are you the best?
I'm not saying this arrogantly. I'm saying it like it's a scientific fact. Like, we need oxygen, we need food. Yeah. I win TV and film competitions.
You do, don't you? Can we see your shirt? Can we see the shirt you're wearing? What does it say on the T-shirt that you're wearing today, David?
On the T-shirt, it says Movie King. And there's a crown there and a popcorn box just hanging on the side of the crown.
Yes. And you're not on your trousers, on the thighs of your trousers?
On the thighs of my trousers are sailoids. icons. So like the film, the film stock, and a clapperboard, okay. Like a sort of 70s patches that I put on.
So basically you're into your film and your TV, aren't you, Dave? And that's why you're so good at it.
I've got a real passion for that particular art form. I think it brings the community together.
Okay, would you like to say hello to Stuart, your competitor for today?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you, David. I wish you all the best of luck.
I wish you the best of luck as well, sir. That's very gentlemanly of you to say that. Thank you.
Right, David, welcome. If you'd like to climb into your quiz pod, there's a ladder there. So if you
thank
can
you.
Try...
I certainly will. Here we go. Up the ladder we go.
And open the door.
There we are. It's quite snug in here.
Yes, it is. What can you see? There's some buttons and gear sticks. What can you see around you? This is where you'll be answering the questions.
Absolutely. In the centre, there is a stool. It's quite comfortable. Next time, I think I'll bring a pillow. And in front of me, I have a whole selection of buttons. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to touch those because usually when I touch things like that, it goes a bit haywire. And there is a microphone, and that's where I'm primarily going to be focusing, inputting my knowledge from the TV realm.
So the quiz pod in which you're sitting is how many feet above Stuart?
How many feet above Stuart? A fully grown man, so about 5'9", something like that.
So you're sort of hovering about 5 foot above Stuart, who's just standing on the studio floor.
Absolutely, in a very cramped pod. I can just about get my head in. My neck's kind of lent in a bit like an ostrich.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you the rules, lads. I'm going to ask David a question about film and TV. If he answers that question correctly, he's awarded 1 point and control of the next question. If he answers it incorrectly, the questions are passed over to your competitor, Stuart. If either of you answer 3 questions correctly in a row, you're awarded a bonus of 5 points. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game is crowned the winner. But there's no need to say that because it will be David, because he's never, ever lost a film and TV quiz.
Thanks for the confidence boost. Thank you.
Are you feeling comfortable, Stuart?
Yeah, very comfortable. Despite the fact that David is hovering above me,
yeah.
I feel as comfortable as I can.
It's weird, isn't it? But, you know, he's the quiz master, so he can hover where he likes. Isn't that right, David?
It is. You know, when you've got a title, you always got to have a throne, and the pods, what's it called? The quiz master pod.
The quiz master pod, that's right.
The Quizmaster pod is, my kingdom until I'm knocked out type of thing. But health and safety-wise, it's very strongly rigged up. It's not going to drop on top of Stuart.
What's your nickname, by the way, when it comes to quizzing, David?
Wizard.
The Quiz
yeah,
Wizard.
Absolutely.
The Quiz Wizard.
Just the wizard, basically. Here comes Wiz, whizzing about with his TV knowledge.
Okay, so the first question is for David. As I said, Stuart, the first question is for David.
Okay.
If he gets it wrong... it moves over to Stuart. Here we go. Who played Phileas Fogg in the 1956 film Around the World in 80 Days?
David Niven.
Yeah.
There we go. On fire, cooking on gas.
Whoa, fire a laser beam out of your quiz pod, David, if you don't mind.
I really, here we go, where's the button? There's the laser beam. That's
he's loving it up there. 1 point today.
Goodness me, that was one of the laser shoot, that really was.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm really into this show. Okay, so Stuart waits patiently for his go. Question 2. In which English seaside town was 40 Towers set?
Right. Bognor?
Wrong.
Oh,
okay.
Dear. Okay.
Okay, so Davey's on 1 point and Stuart takes control of the game. He takes control of the game and this is question 3. For which movie, Stuart, did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar? Yeah. So Stuart's, benefit of the listeners at home, Stuart exhaled then and then looked to his right-hand side
I'm gonna go for Jaws.
Okay, you happy with Jaws? You're gonna. Is that your
answer,
Jaws? I'm
not happy with it, but I'm gonna go with it.
He's gonna go for Jaws. He's completely wrong. It's Schindler's List. Ooh, did you hear the crowd there, David? Wow, still 1 point to David.
I certainly did.
Okay, we're moving on to the fourth question. And this is for David.
Okay, okay.
Now, David, okay. Over to David, the quizzard, the quiz wizard. This is a film quote. Which film is it from? As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a gangster. To me, being a gangster. He's butted in. He's butted in with what?
Goodfellas.
He's got it again.
There
he's
we
the
go.
Quiz wizard. Listen to the audience, David. They really respect you.
I could just bathe endlessly in applause. I really could. It's just like giant hugs. It's like, an appropriate, tasteful orgy applause. It really is.
So the final question of the first section. There are three sections in this quiz show. Final question of the first section. For David again, he's in control of the board. What's
Thank
the
you.
Number? Do you mind? What's the number on Herbie the Beetle?
8.
Incorrect. 53.
Oh, dear.
Wow. So that's the end of the first section. Thank you so much for playing the first section, David and Stuart. How are you feeling, Stuart, now that you've seen the quiz wizard in action?
Well, it's an intimidating performance by the wizard so far. He's quite the specimen.
Oh, that's very good of you. I don't think we're specimen before, so that's very nice of you. Thank you very much.
David, you're hovering around the studio now, almost arrogantly. How are you feeling?
I'm just feeling... Well, it's got to be said, I've done well, but I could do better. The Herbie one was a trip-up, and Fawlty Towers, my head went completely blank. So I don't think all the pistons are firing at the moment, but I think as the competition evolves and develops, my momentum will certainly get even faster. Fingers crossed.
Do you respect Stuart as a contestant or not really?
No, I respect him as a man, a citizen, you know, all the different aspects. I think he's been very kind, calling me a specimen earlier.
David,
that was a very nice...
David, could you shoot a laser beam at Stuart's feet?
Yep, not a problem. Just let me direct it, hit the button, have some of that.
Oh, lovely. A nice little tingle.
Oh, dear.
When you're
me.
A quizzard, that's what you can do.
Okay, so David at the moment leads 2 points to no points after the first section. We move on to the second section of the film and TV quiz. Here we go. This is for you, David. Okay. Which film tells the story of an American post-apocalyptic event starring Will Smith, who plays US Army virologist Robert Neville?
I am Led John.
He's done it again. He's done it again.
Goodness, what's happening?
This is lovely, David.
You're really is a real boost.
It shouldn't be a boost because you're brilliant at it.
This is true, very true. Why not get my trumpet out and give it a blow every now and then?
Okay, second question of the second section. Stuart waits patiently for his go. Which actor links the films The Da Vinci Code, X-Men, and the TV soap opera Coronation Street?
So it's X-Men, Coronation Street...
and The Da Vinci Code.
Right, yes, I think it's... Oh, McKellen.
He's done it again. He's done it again.
Goodness me! On fire. Someone get a fire extinguisher. Run up to the pod now. I'm surrounded by flames.
Do you want to do something disrespectful to Stuart, who's standing below you?
Just to fire another laser, if that's possible.
Yeah, by all means.
Here we go. Have some of that. There you go.
David, could you sing your disrespectful song to Stuart called The Quizzard?
The Quizzard is here, hovering above, looking down on you with inferiority and no love.
Okay. How are you feeling, Stuart?
Channeling the aggressiveness of Darren Brighthead there.
Yeah, Darren Brighthead, intimidating. David. Do you want to do an impression of your character, Darren Brighthead, for the listeners at home? The hooligan, Darren Brighthead.
Wankers!
Oh, he's growing in confidence. David, this is your next question. If you get this right, you get a bonus of 5. Which long-running TV drama was set primarily in the 1960s, initially at the fictional Sterling Cooper advertising agency on Madison Avenue in New York?
Okay, so it's the 1960s.
Which long-running...
Oh, Mad Men.
He's done it again. He's done it again, everybody. The audience are loving it. Wow, that's fast. So you get a point for that. Plus another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. This is incredible. Wonderful stuff. David, this is your final... Is this the final question? Now you've got two more of this section. So David's currently flying around the studio in the quiz pod. How are you feeling, David?
I'm doing a victory lap.
You are, aren't you? I mean, one yet, but he's already doing a victory lap. It's the next question for David Edwards.
It's giving me a whiplash, but it doesn't matter.
In the crime drama The Sopranos, who played the role of psychiatrist Jennifer Melfi?
Right, I'm looking through my memory. I'm going through the archives in my skull, and that drawer does seem to be empty at the moment. I'm not saying anyone's robbed me, but I can see her now. She's a great performer. She's a lovely lady, bit of a cougar, middle-aged, but certainly you'd turn your head towards her if you were queuing up at Greg's. But it's right. Not there, unfortunately.
It's not there. The quizzer doesn't know. The answer is no. Lorraine Bracco. Bracco. Okay. So, Stuart takes control of the board. He really needs a nice little run here to get himself back into the game. Here we go. You all right, Stuart?
Come on, bring it on.
Okay, final question of the second section. In the film Mamma Mia, who plays Sophie, who, after finding her mother's diary, tries to find which of the three men is her father?
Oh, God.
Okay. He's angry with himself. For the benefit of the listeners at home, he's angry with himself. He needs this. He knows he needs this.
I've just got Piers Morgan's face in my head.
Okay.
Not Piers Morgan, Piers Brosnan.
Piers Brosnan's face in his head. So, in the film Mamma Mia, who plays Sophie?
Absolutely pass. I'm
he's
sorry,
drawn a blank.
No idea.
He's drawn a blank. It's Amanda Seyfried. That's the end of the second section. Listen to that. The audience are clapping, David. Let's see what the points are. It's David has 10 points to Stuart's none. Wow!
10 points? I mean, you know, flipping heck.
David, when did you first know you were amazing at TV and film quizzing?
Do you know what? I think it's a case of I don't remember it just never not being the case. You know, I can't remember the first competition. It just seemed to be kind of how a human being, you know, just naturally understands perhaps how to walk, defecate, eat, that type of thing. TV competitions have always just been in my biological wheelhouse.
And when it comes to geography or history, you're shit at it, yes? But when it comes to film and TV...
Anything based in reality, day-to-day life, I seem to have problems with. But if it's about TV and film, fictional worlds, I seem to do rather well. But anything outside of that sort of just confuses me a bit.
Stuart, have you got a lot of respect for David?
Oh, the utmost respect for David. I mean,
which is why you wanted to get involved.
What a competitor. What a man.
Were you desperate to knock him off his perch?
It would be a daunting task to sort of replace the man on said perch. I mean,
I'm
willing to take the chance, but yeah, I mean, he's majestic up there.
Okay, so in this final section, each question is worth 5 points, and if you get 3 on the trot, right, you get 15 points. So this is your opportunity, Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
Get back into the game, David.
Yes.
First question of the final section. Who directed the film The Da Vinci Code?
Ron Howard.
Wow, this is wonderful stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points for David.
Lovely. Put that in the back pocket.
For the benefit of the listeners at home, David is currently sticking his fingers up at Stuart. Aren't you, David? You've stuck your hand
just
out the window.
Just portal hole. That's just it. Give me in the middle finger.
Okay.
Just a second bit of banter.
Question. Second question. Who got tetchy when British critics ridiculed his English accent in the 2010 Robin Hood?
Russell Crowe.
Wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points onto the board. David had 20 points to Stuart's 0. We told you he was a good quizzard. Listen to the audience, David. They're whooping you, aren't they? They love you.
Oh, it's just making love to my eardrums. It really is. It's a beautiful audio sensation traveling up my spine. It really is nice.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've noticed you haven't asked Stuart any questions. Have you got no interest in him?
Oh, no, I do. I absolutely do. You know, there's a lot of... I think what you're doing for the birds is fantastic. I mean, originally I thought you meant wrestling, so my excitement levels were enormous. But I think birds are as important, perhaps more so, than Hulk Hogan and co. So I think well done for looking after... you know, the different breeds of pelicans out there and all those different elements, and I'm sure they appreciate it. I know I do.
Thank you, but it was actually fish, but thanks nevertheless.
Fish? I thought WWF was birds, wild.
Oh, God.
Just okay. Wildlife in general.
Oh, is okay. It? Okay. I didn't realize it was that broad. I just thought it was our winged friends. So the fish as well, very important because we eat those. So that's vital.
Okay. Okay, David. Could you hover your quiz pod about a foot above Stuart's head and blast him with hot air, please?
Okay, here we go. So I'm just bringing it up. I've got like a little wheel thing that brings it up slightly.
Yeah.
And here we go. And then we've got a bit of heat. Sorry about this, Stu, but this is what happens, buddy, when you're a loser. Have some of that.
He's so what arrogant. Happens? Okay. Okay. David. What is the name of the leader of the gang that often assaulted Andy in prison in the movie The Shawshank Redemption?
Right. The leader of the gang. That, I've opened the door in my memory and it's empty. There's nothing there, just a bit of straw, kind of like a Wild West empty city town.
Okay, well, the answer is Boggs. Boggs.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Okay, so we move on to Stuart, who, he can't win now, but he obviously wants to, a bit of pride at stake here for Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
So the second to last question. Which actor plays Dr. Ivo Robot Nick in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
Let's go for...
Okay.
Robotnik. That's the bad guy, right? The evil guy.
Taking his time. We haven't got a problem with that on this show.
Let's go for Steven Seagal.
No, Jim Carrey. So, unfortunately, no points for Stuart, and they're actually booing him now, which I wasn't expecting, David. The audience are booing him.
Yeah, come on, calm down. Let's keep this civilized.
No, David.
Let's keep this civilized,
join
please,
in.
People.
Join in. Enjoy your role.
Yeah, well, I mean, why not? Boo!
Okay. The final question of the new quiz show that's about to take the world by storm.
Fingers crossed.
This is a TV quote. This is a film quote. Which film's it from? Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport.
Love Actually?
Yeah, he's done it again.
Goodness,
he's absolutely
me.
Whammered him. I think you got about 25 points, David. 25 points to nil.
I just pluck the answers out of the air. They're just out of the reefer. I just grab
it's
them.
So easy for you. We've got so much respect for you, Dave. Oh, he's whizzing around the studio now. This is lovely to watch.
Doing a victory lap. I'm loving it.
This
in my
is
pot.
Lovely to watch. Okay, David's just coming to a standstill now. He's turning the engines off. Open the door. He's coming down the ladder. That's
here
nice.
Here we go.
He's shaking. Oh, no, he's not. He went to shake hands with Stuart, and then he did that little thing where you put your thumb on your nose and wiggled his fingers. He's taking the piss out of Stuart. How do you feel,
it's
Stuart?
Gonna happen.
How do you feel, Stuart?
Well, it's just an absolute force of nature, and I've got nothing but respect for the man. 25 points is just a remarkable achievement. So congratulations,
David.
Congratulations.
When I first mentioned that he's never lost and, you know, he's unbeatable, you probably thought, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. But now you've witnessed him in the flesh.
I mean, technically, film is his job, so you'd expect nothing less, but there you go. Well done, David.
That's nice, David. That's nice. What you got anything to say to Stuart?
I would say, you know, thank you for taking part. Thank you for being such a gentleman about it. I do know what it's like to lose, not TV and film competitions, obviously, but other things in life. I don't know, physical contact with another man, dating, all those other little, you know.
David, don't bring it down. Enjoy feeling confident. Enjoy it.
Feel that boost and embrace it. The
dopamine. Be arrogant. I'm giving you 5 seconds now to be arrogant. Go.
I am the winner. It's as simple as that. It's not me being cocky. It's
no, I don't even see that chink in your armor. You got 5 seconds to be arrogant and give it the big one to the studio audience and the listeners at home.
I am a movie competition volcano who's just erupted, the lava of which is spouting out from me is bloody gold. All right. Six Listen, open your eardrums and try and learn something, all right? This is a genetic talent that I've been handed to by the grace of God or evolution, whatever your belief system is, and I'm here to show it off in a big, big way.
And
whoever's around next week, get ready.
Okay. Would you like? Do you want to invite any challengers on for episode 2? Do you want to give it the big one to them?
Absolutely. Whoever thinks they've got the ability to take on my psychological TV and film encyclopedia that exists between my ears, give it a go. But get ready to be leaving quite red-faced. Because I'm quite a mountain to attempt to climb. No one's ever climbed to the top.
Okay. I think this is my favourite new thing, David.
Thank you. It certainly is for me.
Stuart, thank you so much for coming all the way from Austria. It was a long, long way to come, but we appreciate you coming.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was very enjoyable. And congratulations again, David. Formidable foe.
There we go. No, lovely.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, listeners at home and ladies and gentlemen in the studio. A round of applause for Stuart. Stuart, our loser. Nothing. They gave you nothing, Stuart. And round of applause for David Lionel Edwards, the Quizzard. Wow, listen to that.
Oh, my! I'm going to have that as my my ringtone on my mobile phone.
Okay. I really am. Once again, thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you on the next episode with a new challenger. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.